1077 WTVL, The Pulse.
Bulldog Live continues here on The Pulse at 1-866-823-1077. Toys for Tots. Please drop off new and unwrapped toy. You only have a couple days left to do so. Place in the Woods, Route 202 in Antrim. Henniker Farm and Country Store, Route 114 in Henniker. Blue Seal, any of the locations. Bow on Hall Street, Crystal Avenue in Derry, Elm Street in Milford. Kalen's Pizzeria on Manchester Street in Concord. 900 Degrees Pizza on Dow Street in Manchester. Red Arrow Diner on the Oval in Milford. Johnny Troy's Italian Specialties on South Willow Street in Manchester. Complete Car Care on Eastman Street in Concord, right off of exit 16. Look for the big trailer there. Fill that up, all right? Granite State Candies on Warren Street in Concord. 1-866-823-1077. LLC tax hearing tomorrow, 10 a.m. at the Howard Recreation Center in the Governor Hugh Gallon Complex, 109 Pleasant Street. I've been telling you for a few days it would be at DRA, but they've moved it. It's right nearby, so you don't have to go too far. Still 109 Pleasant Street. Just pull on in, and hopefully it'll be a big crowd that you can follow. Marcy Viersen is the owner of Artisans of New London. She's joining us here in studio. We talked with her in the beginning of the hour about a number of points that she's been bringing up with her legislators and plan to have more extensive conversations. And, Marcy, one of the things about this LLC tax, and we didn't get to chat about this before, and that is how this tax is retroactive to January 1st of 2009. You, as a business owner, try to plan ahead for your taxes and stuff, right? And figuring out your overhead and expenses and the like.
We do try to be financially responsible like that, Brian.
But this going retroactive, that will certainly cause quite a pinch, wouldn't it?
Without a doubt.
Yeah,
it didn't allow for very efficient planning.
Exactly.
For us.
Yeah, well, we're still looking at to whether that retroactive component of it is constitutional or not. We'll soon find out. But I appreciate your efforts on researching this. And you mentioned Tom Thompson in the beginning of the hour when we first started chatting with you, where you first heard about this. And he's joining us here in studio. Hi, Tom.
Fine.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
All right. So what brings you in today?
Well, I had a assessing standards board. I serve on a number of statewide boards, and we had it at the Department of Revenue Administration this morning. But just so all your listeners understand, they did move it to the Howard Recreation Center, which is in the same complex. And actually, if you were to walk into the DRA building, it would be right behind you. So it's right across the street. They will, I've checked with DRA, they're going to have people out in front of their building pointing the way. So I can only encourage all of your listeners that are LLCs and partnerships and just the average consumer who is going to feel the impact also, because it will be passed on, to come to this hearing and speak out.
This is the one and only hearing.
This is the one and only hearing, which is really a shame. I've sent my message to the commissioner of DRA and to the governor. Both of them twice now have not responded to me to stop the process and to start it up on January 3rd after the holiday season. Have five hearings across the state at 6 p.m. in the evening. So the average businessmen and women who are, you know, just trying to keep things afloat here during this recession will have the opportunity to go and speak out on this. This is an income tax on those people.
Yep, and Marcy, you had brought this point up before too, about a week before Christmas, your busiest time of the year. You are fortunate enough to get away from it because you have a competent manager there, but not every business owner can do that.
And, you know, this was tough for me to get. This is actually still tough for me to get out. I had made a commitment to be there. I have a trunk show going on tomorrow. I was supposed to be the person on staff being there. And I had to sort of explain to my manager, who's just fantastic, look, this has to be, I can't not attend this. This is way too important.
Yeah.
And fortunately, I do have a staff that can back me up on that. But a lot of people don't.
Exactly.
A lot of people are just running the business themselves. There's plenty of people in my town that work their businesses themselves. They don't have that backup.
Yeah.
And they won't be able to come tomorrow. There's no way.
And Tom, when we have talked about this kind of attacks hurting Main Street USA, Main Street, New Hampshire, she is it. She
Absolutely.
Is Main Street,
Absolutely.
And she is on Main Street.
She and her husband both have an LLC. They hire people, are putting people to work in this state, and that's the backbone of our economy in the state of New Hampshire. And I would encourage people to call the governor's office, 271-2121, and express their concerns with the governor's office. You know, it was interesting. He was in Manchester a week ago, touting jobs and, you know, what we got to do to create jobs, while at the same time the small businessmen and women are being slammed with a 5% income tax.
Exactly, and that's exactly what this is, too. This is an income tax. Many people recognize it for what it is, and we have been told many times by the governor, I will veto an income or sales tax, and unfortunately, he signed an income tax. That's
he
what
did.
It comes down
and,
to.
You know, and he was quoted at the BIA breakfast the other day that, you know, don't worry, folks that are in the LLCs and partnerships. You know, most of
this
you are paying your.
This doesn't apply to
it
you.
It doesn't apply to you, really. Yet then the DRA commissioner says it's going to raise $15 million a year.
And with that, I've got to run. Marcy Viersen, Artisans in New London on Main Street, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me,
All right,
Brian.
Good luck.